The Writings, the Books of the Bible, New International Version. Find wisdom in stories, poetry, and songs. Invitation to the Writings. The Writings are the third major division of the First Testament. They represent a much looser grouping than those in the First and Second Divisions. They've been drawn together from a wider range of traditions, genres, types of literature, and time periods. They're presented here grouped by genre, so that each work can be read meaningfully alongside other examples of the same kind of literature. Three of the books in the Writings are collections of song lyrics. These songs were composed over the course of many centuries. Psalms contains nearly 150 worship songs that were written for individual or community use over a period of some 700 years, from the time of Moses up to the time when the Jerusalem temple was rebuilt. Lamentations is a small collection of five songs that all mourn the destruction of Jerusalem. Song of Songs contains half a dozen wedding songs that could have been used for years in marriage celebrations before being gathered together. The Writings also contain several books from the wisdom tradition. This was a school of thought that flourished in Israel and in other countries of the ancient Near East. In Israel, this tradition claimed that wisdom ultimately came from the Lord. Even when human ability and skill were involved, these were really means of discerning the order God Himself had placed in the creation. Wisdom came from finding the right way to live in God's world. So for Israel's writers, the acknowledgement of God was the first step of the truly wise. The wisdom teachers loved to formulate and collect proverbs, pithy sayings that expressed vital truths about life in a compact and striking way. King Solomon was one of the most outstanding of these teachers. Two collections of his sayings, one likely recorded in his lifetime, and the other a couple of centuries later, constitute the bulk of the Book of Proverbs. Solomon may also be the author of Ecclesiastes, a book that weaves short reflections together with autobiographical musings to provide a perspective on life that complements the one in Proverbs. Wisdom teachers also cast their reflections in the form of dialogues between people who take turns making poetic speeches. The Book of Job provides an example of this type of wisdom literature. The two historical books among the Writings were created, like the Psalms, within the worship experience of the community. Chronicles, Ezra, and Nehemiah is a sprawling history that runs all the way from the beginning of the human race to the Judeans' return from exile. Its central concern, however, is with how God chose Jerusalem as the place where He'd be worshipped. It describes how a temple was built there, how it was destroyed, and how it was rebuilt as a place where people of all nations could come to seek the true God. The Book of Esther is much shorter and more narrowly focused. It explains why a new worship festival, Purim, was added to the ones Moses commanded the people to observe. But in the process, this book offers profound insights into the workings of God's invisible hand in history and into the calling that each individual has to be part of God's work. The remaining book in the Writings, Daniel, is a combination of two different kinds of literature. It's half history and half apocalypse. It first tells six stories of how God preserved and protected Daniel and his friends in exile because they remained exclusively devoted to Him. The second half of the book describes how, on four occasions, Daniel spoke with angels after praying or seeing a vision. These angels explained God's purposes for His people in the years to come. In terms of the overall movement of the Bible, the Writings add depth, texture, and color to the drama. While for the most part they are not in narrative form themselves, they reveal that the story is rooted in all the complexities of real life. This group of books thus completes the First Testament by drawing a diverse collection of books into its pages. They review the history of the covenant people, and they display the theological and literary riches they possessed since. As one of the psalmists wrote, God has revealed His word to Jacob, His laws and decrees to Israel. Invitation to Psalms. The Book of Psalms is a collection of poems that were originally set to music. In other words, the Psalms are song lyrics. Many of them contain musical notations. Their introductions sometimes include musical instructions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?